We are on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, starting a new sugya, the last four words or five words from the Amud. Va'omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, minayin shenishboin lekayinas hamitzvahs. How do we know that we're nishba lekayinas hamitzvahs? Shenemar nishbati v'akayimah, Lishmer mishpatei tzidkecha. Va'aloi mushba v'yoymed mar sinayhu. So the Gemara asks, how could the shvue bichal is mushba v'yoymed mar sinay? Elohoka mashmala. Now the chiddush of Rav Gidol Omar Rav is, the shori lei le'inish lezruzei nafshe. Not that the shvue is chal, no, the chiddush is that one is permitted to make the shvuah. Now let us see the Rav. Zok teran, and afchesa medalef, v'aloi mushba v'oimed marsinayu, eloho kamashmalo, mistavroli dohochi pirush. The mikore kosal kedaitoch, the Gemara at first thought, the Rav Gidol osi lashminen sheshvuo cholo al dvar mitzvah kedvar harishus. The chiddush of Rav Gidol is that a shvue is chal an a dvar mitzvah. Umuchachlo, and he's bringing a raya to this yesoit, midrchsiv nishbati v'akayemo. V'akayemo, Mestam is going on mitzvahs. He swore and he was mekayim the mitzvahs. Because of the Shvue. So Al Kaponim we see that the Shvue is Chal Al Dvar Mitzvah. Umishem Hochi Porich. So the Gemara asks, B'lai Mushba Vo'imetu. Is Mushba Vo'imet Mar Sina. Da Moichichin Beperik Shvue Shtayim Basre. Because the Gemara says in Mesechta Shvues, Da Ho Dechsiv Lohora Oilehetiv. In the Parsha of Shvuas Bitui, it says that he swore Lohora Oilehetiv. So there's a big Bereis over there, and the Bereis is Moichiach Bidvar Horishus Ksivkro, Veloi Bidvar Mitzvah. So Memele, so that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. How could you say that the posik of nishbati v'akayemo is coming to tell us that a shvue is chal an advar mitzvim? The Gemara says in Shvue Shtayim v'Brasre that the parsha of shvue, it says lahora oylehetiv, and that parsha is speaking bedvar harishus ksiv kro. The Bereisa proves it from the Lahora Lehetiv Gufa that it's speaking about a Dvar HaRishus and not about a Dvar Mitzvah. So how could you say from a Posik that one can't swear a Dvar Mitzvah? V'chiteime hani mili likom. So the Ran says, well, what's the problem? This Posik, Lahora Lehetiv, is speaking about the Kolben Shvuah. The lahorai lehetiv gabi kolben ksive, aval bal yachel, is a kolben. When one is over the shvuah, it is a kolben. And the kolben is davke bidvar horishus ksive, loy bidvar mitzvah. So taket is no kolben by advar rishus. Aval bal yachel ike, afilu bidvar mitzvah. But it's a bal yachel. There's another law by Shvuah, Le'yachol Devoroi. And that's what Rav Gidol is telling us, that the Shvuah is Chal, Le'gabi Bal Yachol. In Cain, if that's the Chiddush of Rav Gidol, Mainish Bati Vakayemo, so why does he have to bring a posik, Nishbati Vakayemo? He should have said, the nehei de imite mitzvah mikolben leimit mi bal yachel. We don't need a pasuk for this. The miut is lahara lehetiv, and the miut is lagabi kolben. But by yachol, there's no miut. So therefore, yoive bal yachol. She don't have to bring a pasuk in Tillim to tell me that there's a bal yachol. If we learn chumash, the miut in chumash is speaking about kolben. Ki de chazinin hosam beperik shvui shtayim basre. Now the Ran wants to show us that in Hilchis Shvuis there are inyonim that is a ptur kolbin and there's a bal yachol. These two things split. The milse de lese belav vehein, a bitui a shvue. We'll explain this soon, that you cannot swear both ways. Inami belahaba, or the bitui of the shvua, the nusach of the shvua, you cannot swear lahabe. The imit mi kolbin mi lahora oy lahetiv, v'lo imit mi malkis, and it's not nismayit for malkis. The laho loy tzorich ko. So the Ran says, if the chiddush of Rav Gidol is to come to tell us that even though there's no kolbin, there's a bal yachol, so you don't need pasuk and tilum to tell us this. We have in Masechta Shvuos Kiseder that the miyutim that we learn out from Lahor Lahetiv are a miyut in kolbin, but the lavim of Shvuah exist. Im kein mai koma shenema nishbati vakayemo. So why does he tell us that the Shvua is Chal? If he wants to tell us the Shvua is Chal, Legabi Bal Yachol, you just have to tell us, let's look in Chumash. Lahore Lehetiv is speaking about Kolbin, and the Miyutim in Kolbin are not necessarily a Miyut in the Lavin, and the Ran brings down a few Maramekoimis on this. So what's the chiddush of Rav Gidol? Umetarzina Allaho kemashmalo. Rav Gidol is not telling us that the shvue is chal. Rav Gidol is telling us the shori leil is ruzei nafshe, that one is permitted to swear. He's not telling us a chiddush in the chaloi shvue. The chaloi shvue I can figure out without David HaMelech. But he's telling us it is permissible to swear to be mizdaris oneself. Kloima. Vade lo yitzterech haiko loimer shehi chola legabi bal yachol. I do not need the posik to tell us that it's chala legabi bal yachol. That's a learned chumish. Elohi koma. Minayin shedavar hogunu lishova lekainas ha-mitzviz. How do you know that it's a davar hogun to swear to be mekayim es mitzvahs? Vafuluk sheirim shenim noim mishvu nishboin heim bekach. How do we know, even though that this is, it's not proper to swear, but al koponim, if the purpose of the shvua is to be mizdares himself, to be mekayim a mitzvah, then it is proper. Shenema nishbati vakayema. Kloima Sherei David Hoyoise came. David the Melech did it, so we see this is a proper anhogim. Now, before, this is a very shvera Ran, which I will explain soon, but just let me mention a Sefer Chasidim. In Sefer Chasidim, Ois Tov Chof, it says, that what the Gemara says, that a person is permitted to swear to be mizdaris himself to do a mitzvah, that is davke bizman chazal, or before, that a person would die in order not to be over a shvua. Bizmanim ha'elu, shvua vasol chomor, then you're permitted to swear. But bizmaneinu, that we are not by this madrega, we don't have a heter to swear. That's tamazoi, a yidiyah from the Sefer Chasidim. But now I would like to be ma'ore a ha'ore and this Ran will come back later to try to say a teretz on the Ha'orah. Two Ha'orahs I'd like to be Ma'orah. But let me just again mention what the Ran had told us. The Ran told us there would be a Havamine that Rav Gidl is telling us that the Shvuah, a Shvuah Lekayim es HaMitzvah is Chal. And he's bringing a Raya from a Posik, and the Gemara said it can't be, so the Ran is a Gebalde Keboki, so he brings us a Gemara Mesech the Shvuahs. The Gemara Mesech the Shvuah says, Lahora oy lehetiv, and the Gemara says this pasuk is speaking about dvar harishus and not by dvar mitzvah. So have a miut that is not korban by a dvar mitzvah. That's the Gemara's kasha. And to tell us that there's malchus of bal yachal, also you don't need a pasuk to tell us that the pasuk of lahora lehetiv is speaking about korban. And this is a miut in Kolbin, although the Malkis of Shvuah are not dependent on the Tnoim of Kolbin. So if Rav Gidl is coming to tell us that there's Malkis, you don't need a Posek and Tiller. So what, and to tell us that there's a Kolbin, it can't be, because the Posek says, Lahore Lehetiv, Bedvach HaRishus HaKosu Medaba. So that was the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Gidl. Now I'd like to mention two Ha'oris on this Ram. When we learn the Ram, and we'll ask ourselves, why is a Shvuah not Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah? So the Ram brings us a Gemara Mesecht Shvuahs. The Ram says, "Da mechichem bepek Shvuah shtayim basre." The Pasuk is speaking about Advar HaRishus V'loi B'Dvar Mitzvah. So Shvuah is not Chal on a Mitzvah because the Pasuk says Lahora Eleheitiv. That's what the Ran says. What does our Gemara say? Does our Gemara bring a Pasuk when our Gemara asks the Kasha? Our Gemara asks a different Kasha. The our Gemara doesn't bring a posik. Our Gemara doesn't bring a sugya mesecht the shvuahs. Our Gemara says no, he swore on Har Sinai. Mushba v'oymed Har Sinai. So lechayre, it's very interesting. The Ran explains the Gemara's kashas from a posik. Why didn't the Gemara bring the posik? The Gemara asks a different kasha. Mushba v'oymed Har Sinai. And to prove that this kasha is a kasha, when the Ran later explains to us that we can split Hilchos Shvuah, sometimes there's no Kolbin but there's Malkis, so the Ran brings down two tziyurim. And he says, you see, you split it, that there's Malkis and not a Kolbin. Now let us speak about the second tzir, for example. We need a Shvuah, it should be Isa Lahaba. The Shvuah has to be able, that the Nusach HaShvuah should be able, if I'm saying a Shvuah L'Sha'avar, it has to be able to be said Lahaba. Therefore, if a person says, I swear, loy hinachti tvilin. Now, what he's telling us a story. That this morning, loy hinachti tvilin. This is a shvuas biti l'sha'oval. Now, theoretically, if he swore false, he did wear tvilin, so he should bring a korban. He was over a shvuah l'sha'oval. So the Gemara says the nusach of the shvuah, you should be able to say the same nusach lahavo. Could a person swear loy oniach tefillin? No, that's nishba levatal as a mitzvah. So since the shvuah is lesser b'lahavo, and we learn that from this posik lehora ulehetiv, so this posik is speaking about a nusach lahavo also. So since the nusach of loy hinachti tefillin cannot be said lahaba. So if a person swore lahinachti tefillin and he swore foul, she does not bring a coat. That's what the Gemara says, but he gets Malkus. So the Ran proved to us that Kobin and Malkus split. That's what the Ran proved to us. Now, let me ask you, when a person swore lahinachti tefillin, is the reason he does not bring a Kobin because he's mushba v'aymed mahar Sinai? He's not swearing he's going to do something. He's swearing something that occurred. The lahinachti tefillin has no shaychus at all with Shavuos Har Sinai. But we learn that from this pasuk, lahora ulahetiv, that the nusach hashvuah, in order to be chayav a kodem, has to have certain characteristics. The nusach should be able to be said both ways. If you can't say lahaba, you're not chayav a kodem l'shava. So we see this is a truk in the gzeiris hakosuf, in kodem. So why, when the Gemara asked Akasha and Rav Gidl said, the Gemara understood that Rav Gidl is coming to tell us, you're chayiv a korban. So the Gemara asked Akasha for Shavuos Har Sinai. Why do you go to Shavuos Har Sinai? The Ran tells us the Mekor is a posik, lahora lehetiv, ma'atovarishus, afharorishus, v'loilid v'amitzvah. So l'chayre the Gemara and the Ran l'chayre are saying two different things. Ha'ore number one. Ha'ore number two. The Ran tells us, this yesod that the Ran tells us, that a shvue is davke bidvar horishus, in not bidvar mitzvah. So the Ran says, what is the makir? The makir is this posik, there's a baraisa that says that it's speaking about bidvar horishus, v'loi bidvar mitzvah. So he brings this drosha. Now, lo'ira bosi, let us see, there's a mishnah in Daf Chof Zayin in Masechta Shavuos. The Mishnah and Daf Chof Zayin in Masechta Shavuos says as follows. Lekayim v'loikayim. What if a person swore to be Mekayim a mitzvah, and he wasn't Mekayim? So the Gemara brings a machloikis Rab Yehuda ben Pseire in the Rabbonim. Rab Yehuda ben Pseire says Yechayev HaKol. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire makes a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire says, "Mahim arishus she'enoy mushba olav mehar Sinai, hareyu chayev olav mitzvah shu mushba olav mehar Sinai, enoy din she'yechayev olav." Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire comes with a kal v'chomer. If I can swear, I'm going to eat the bread tomorrow, which is advara reshus to Shavuos Chal. If I swear I'm going to eat matzah, leil Pesach, it should zichr bichal. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire holds a takechal. And the Chachomim say, Amru loy, loy imo marto b'Shavuos HaReshus, shekein osa bo lav kehen. Taime b'shvuas mitzvah shloyosa bo lav kehen shim nishba levatel v'loy bitl potter. So the Chachamim told them, and Shuldik, you have a beautiful kal v'chomer, but the pasuk says lahora lehetiv, that means that the nusach should be able to be said both ways. Now if I swore that I'm going to eat bread tomorrow, I could also swear I won't eat bread tomorrow. So that's why there's a chiyuv korban, because the shaykh l'ora lehetiv. But if I'm going to swear I'm going to eat matzah leil Pesach, can I swear I won't eat matzah leil Pesach? It's nishba levatel as a mitzvah. So that is why nishba lekayim as a mitzvah is not chal, because it's lesser belav vehein. You can't, the nusach cannot be changed one way with the other way. That is what the Mishnah says. That is what the Mishnah says. Now, the Ran came to us, amach segonish wissen dig wegen the Mishnah, and the Ran is coming to tell us, you know why you can't swear? You know why you can't swear on a dvar mitzvah? Because it says, Maharo Rishus, they speak about Dvar Rishus and not Dvar Mitzvah. So Lechere Daran is not like the Gemara. Like the Mishnah. The Mishnah we have a Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, Yitake Chayim, and the Chachamim say, you're not Chayim, because you can't say the Nuslech both ways. That's that. And Lechere, if you can't say the Nuslech both ways, that has nothing to do with Shavuos Har Sinai. Forget, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, Shavuos Har Sinai is an asset, not a chesorim. Madoch, you can swear, when there's no Shavuos Har Sinai, but other gives you Shavuos Har Sinai, so the Moshe says, yeah, that's good, but the Nusach has to be Issa B'Lavein. Now, let us put these two Ha'oris on the side, and let's learn the next Gemara. The Omar Rav Gidl Omarav. Rav Gidl Omarav said, Ha'oimer, a person said, Ashkim ve'eshne peirik ze, eshne mesechte zu, a person said, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and learn a peirik, learn a mesechte, neder godel nodal elike Yisrael. Samoyre dike neder, frek de gemore weiter, v'loi mushba v'oi metu, and here the gemore fir zois, v'ein shvua chola al shvua, shvua can be chal on another shvua. Maika mashmala, so it can't be that the shvua is chal, because ein shvua chal al shvua. Maika mashmala, dafil is ruzi ba'alme. It's coming to tell us that you're permitted to be mizaris yourself. Hainu de Rav Gidl kamaisa. That's the first member of Rav Gidl. You're permitted. Nishbati vakayemo. You're permitted. But that he said about him before. So the Gemara answers, ho kamashmala. Rav Gidl wants to tell us, Kiven the boy potter nafshe bekrishma shachis va'arvis, since he could potter himself bekrishma shachis va'arvis, mishum hochi chayil shvue olei. Now let us see the Ran to understand what this whole Gemara is speaking about. Veloi mushba, let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran, veloi mushba vo'imed mar sinayu. Kloima. Now, the Gemara here asks, "Ein shvuah chal al shvuah." So we have to understand who's speaking about a shvuah. He said, "Neder godul noda lelikei Yisrael." So he's speaking about a neder, and all of a sudden the Gemara says, "Well, he's mushba v'oimid v'ein shvuah chal al shvuah." Kloima. Vaday af al gav de kamret neder godul. Even though you're saying that this is a big nether, but you don't mean nether. Shvue kamret. He said a shvue. The Omar behedye b'shvue eshne perikse. It's Zichar speaking about, he said, a shvue, I'm going to learn this perik. It can't be nether. Sherei nether, kibin shu mitzah chepze anafshe. Nidorim is an isah chepze. Less lo oilom be'esa. You don't have a nether that a person make a nether what I'm going to do. There's no such nether I'm going to do. A nether is an isa chetze. You can't find a chiyuv gavra with a nether. A levadi shvua kapit. So let's first clarify the facts. When you're saying that it's a nether godel, you mean a shvua gdoilom. So why don't you speak clearly? Sometimes a shvuah is called a neder. Kidisnan, we learned the Mishnah further. These are yodos. He said, I am a kabul on myself than the dorim that rishoyim make. So what does that mean? Nodal b'nozir. So we say he was mekabel naziris. Ubekolben, he was mekabel to bring a kolben. Ubeshvua, and he's making a shvua. So we see that means this is a yad, that this is a yad to naziris, to kolbonis, and to shvua. So we see that Nidrei Rishoyim is called because Tzadikim don't swear, they don't make Nidorim. Al Koponim, we see that a Shvue falls into the category of Neder. It's called a promise. So Memele, so the Tane could call a Shvue a Neder. Vamrine nami bereish perik abon edorim, ahu da'osa lekame de Ravasi. Someone came to Ravasi. Omalei ba'maino da'oto, how did you make the neder, belekodi Yisrael, which means the shvue. He made a shvue be'Hashem. So memele, so that what it said, Neder godol nodol lekei Yisrael means shvue gdoilo nishbal lekei Yisrael. That's the chepshat in Rav Gidl. Umishim hochi kasheloch, so now the Gemara is a kashe, then shvue chal al shvue lekorben. A shvue is not chal al shvue lekorben, for a korben. The mida amrit neder godol, you said it's a neder godel. Here you're saying the magnitude of the shvue, it's godel, mashme lechol dine shvue. So Vaisish want to tell us that it's a complete shvue. This is a shvue that's mechayev kabonis also. Dika mashme lon lizruzei navshe shori. If Rav Gidl wants to tell us you're permitted to swear, umishimochi koma neder godel noda kloimel neder mishubachuza, this is a choshe bizarre, v'roi lasis kain, im kain, yochi haini de Rav Gidl kamaisa, that cannot be pshat in the second Rav Gidl. So the Gemara answers, hokamash malom, the kivin, the boy potter nafshe. So now the Ran says, amore de kipshat. That since a person can patter himself with krishma shachis v'alvis, so then the shvu is chal. Mistavroli. The lav davke de bohochi miftar. Amore de keran, sechapta pachad amalern taram. The Ran says that when a person learns krishma shachis v'alvis, he's not potter from limudat Torah. Sherei chayev kol odom lilmoid tomid yoim v'layla kefi kaychay. A person's mechuyev to learn keseda yoim v'layla kefi kaychay. So let's say he can patter himself. He made a shvu, I'm going to learn a mesechta. Doesn't have to learn. He could be yaitza with krishma shachas v'arvis. What are you talking about? A person is mechuyev to learn tomid yoim v'layla kefi kaychay. Kashin number one. Kasha number two, Vamrine perkame de kedushin, Tana rabbonon, Vishinanto. She edivrei teure muchudodim beficho. That teure has to be clear. She im yishalcha odam dovo shalei tegamgem betoimolei. If someone will ask you a shaila, the teure has to be clear, you should be able to answer. Zokteran. Believe me, Zakhtaram, if a person learns Krishma Shachis Va'avis, he'll never come to a Madrega of Vishinantam. He'll never, will be Divrei Torah Mechudodim Bepiv. And there's a mitzvah to be Mechudodim Bepiv? Elo. Some of Melos, he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara seems to be saying, you're not mechuyev to learn. You can be yaitza with krishma. Elo, mikan nira li raya. So from this Gemara I have a raya, lama shekosavti beperik shvuishtayim basra. I said a chiddush in shvuishtayim, the cholmidi, the osa midrosha, everything, every halacha that we learn from Adroshe, af al pi shehu min ha-toyre, even though that it's min ha-toyre, kiven de lesa mefurish bekro behedye, shvue chol olam. Since it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, we learn it out from Adroshe, so a shvue is chal. והוכי, הוכי כמרינה, כיוון די איבוי פוטר נפשי, ממאי דרסיב בקרוע בהדיה. In the Pasuk it says, ודיברתו בום בשורבך ובקומך. The Pasuk says, we learn Chumash without Rashi, without any Mephoshim. The Pasuk says, behedye, you should speak in the language Krishma, בשורבך ובקומך, בקרישמה שחס ועלבס. משם הוכי חולו שבוע עולה לגמרי, so therefore the שבוע is חל לגמרי, אפילו לקובים, that's where the שבוע is חל. והיינו דקומה נדר גודו, that's why the second Rav Gidl, when he's talking about learning a Mesechta, he said this is a nedar gadol, kloima lechol dinov, ki dvar ha-reshus, this is like a dvar ha-reshus, kvar kosavti ze shom berayis gemures, b'siyata d'shmaya. Now, we learned this Ran, that finster and doig, why? Let's go back to the first Ran. The first Ran had told us that how do you know that a Shvua is not Chal on a Dvar Mitzvah? Because the Pasuk is only speaking about a Dvar HaRishus, not a Dvar Mitzvah. That's what he said before. That the Pasuk, it says, Tachsiv Lahore Lahetiv B'dar Rishus Ksiv Kro V'loi B'dvar Mitzvah. V'loi B'dvar Mitzvah. So now, between you and me, is it a reshus to learn Ashkim ve'eshne peirik zeh? The Ran just said it's Yid is mechuyev to learn keseder. There's a din v'shinanto. So the Ran says it's a drash. Fine, it's a drash. But is it a reshus? The reason we were learning till now that the shvua is not chal lekolben, because the Pasuk says that Lahora Lahitav is speaking about a Rishus. That's how the Ram set us off. That's how we understand the whole Gemara. That the whole Chi of Shmu is speaking about a Dvar Rishus. And all of a sudden he says, but this we learn out from a Drash. If you learn out from a Drash, it's like a Dvar Rishus. It's this Chaytaire. The Ram is Shreklach Shver. Now, let's work backwards. Let's first try to understand what Pshat in the Ran is over here, and then we'll go back to the first Ran. In order to understand the Ran, I'd like to mention a Rambam, Perik Hei Halacha Zayin, and Perik Hei Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, Amoyre de Kechidish, Shvue Shaloi Eichel Kol Shahu Midveilis Utreifis. A person made a Shvue, he will not eat a Chotzi Shir of Neveilis and Treifis. Va'ochal Pochis Mikizayis. Ni eid a Pochis Mikizayis. Na Chotzi Shir is also min HaTeire. He swore, Lekayim es hamitzvahs. That means you're not allowed to eat a chotzi zayis nevela. He swore, I won't eat a chotzi zayis nevela. So he swore, lekayim hamitzvahs loisase. Chayev bishvuah. So he's chayev. Why? So the Rambam says, sharei einoi mushba al chatzi shir mehar sinai. Here the Rambam tells us a sot. You know why he's chayiv? Because he never swore on Har Sinai he won't eat a chotzi shir. Zokter Radbaz in the Kesef Mishnah says the same yisod. V'koshali, kivin shu osa min ha-toyre, chotzi shir is osa min ha-toyre, harayu mushba olav. So he swore, d'chsiv olu asher lo yokim es divrei ha-toyre hazois. So we all swore that we became the Torah. So what is Pshat that he didn't swear in Har Sinai and Chotzi Shir? The Yeshleima, the Neheide Chotzi Shir also min HaTorah, avol ein mefurish be Torah Isuroi. והשבועה לא יהויסו אלו על הדבורים המפורשים בתוירו. The שבועס הר סיני was only on the דבורים המפורשים. On the דבורים שאינם מפורשים, we didn't swear. The עושה מן התוירה. But the שבועה was only on the big letters, on the דרושס, on the that with Klal Yisrael didn't swear. And therefore, the Rambam says in the next halacha, Shvue she'oichel poches mikizayis nevela utreife. He made a shvue, I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis, who is nishba levatel es hamitzvahs. I'm going to eat a chatzi zayis. Chayev b'shvues bitoy. So the shvue was chal. So we see from the Rambam, Amoyre de Kizach, Nishba levatel, Nishba lekayim. Why isn't it chal? Because you swore fakel. You swore you're not going to eat nevela. You can't swear now you're going to eat nevela. You swore you're not going to eat nevela, so you can't swear now, nochamol, I won't eat nevela. Ein shvua chol al shvua. But the minute I'll find a nevela that you didn't swear on, and you didn't swear on a chotzi shir of nevela, then the shvu is chal. I'll eat a nevela, so the shvu is chal. Not that you're allowed to eat it, but the shvu is chal. And you'll bring a kolben for not eating the nevela. Or I'll swear I will not eat a nevela, that the shvu is also chal. This is Be'emesin Pshat in the last Ran. The Ran over here is telling us that what the Ran said, Ayisot, he was Machadish and Mesechta Shvuas, that a Dovor She'enei Mefurish Bekro a Shvuas Halagabi Kolbim, the reason for this is because there's no Shvuas Har Sinai. The reason Ein Shvua Chala Al Shvua is because there was a Shvua before Ein Shvua Chala Shvua. The Gemara was mentioning the Yisod HaChesorim. The Shvua isn't Chal, Ein Shvua Chala Al Shvua. The Gemara, that's the Chesorim. So the Gemara is saying now, but if a person swears Ashkim Be'eshna Perik Zeh, so even though Minateir is Mechuyev to learn and there's a Din V'shinantam, but that's drash, that's not mefurish mikro. So there was no shvuah to learn a mesechta. Though shvuah was to learn krishma shachris babas. That was the shvuah. All other things, there's no shvuah. So mamel, there's no chesorin of ein shvuah chal al shvuah. So that is why, that is why the second shvuah is chal. This is pshat in Aran, in the last Aran. Now, I'd like to mention, till Tzei Pshat in the first Ran, the Olam is not in the Sugya, I'll just say it Bekitzer, and we had asked Akasha, the Ran told us over here, and the first Ran told us that a Shvue is not Chal, an Advar Mitzvah, because Lohora Ulehetiv, and this Bemesin is a Baraisa in Mesech Teshvuas Tavchov Zay. The Gemara says it's speaking about Tvach HaRishus. We mentioned the Mishneh says something else. The Mishneh Mesech Teshvuas says, Rabbi Yudah Ben Seiris said, B'Tvach HaRishus, Kal Vachoyim L'Tvach Mitzvah. And the Chachomim say, you need Isa B'Lavehen. The Shvuah has to be able to be made both ways. And since the Shvuah is not Chal Lekayim, because you can't swear Levatel es HaMitzvah. So the Mishnah says a different Rashi in Gamsen, and the Ran brings down this Bereise. Be'emesin, this Kasha, Taisvis asks a Mesech the Shvuah. Taisvis says, B'dvar HaRishus HaKosav Medaber, so what's Pshat in this whole Mishnah? The Chomim say because it's lesser beloved. B'dvar HaRishus HaKosav Medaber. So Tosfos says, I prove that the Pasuk is talking about B'dvar HaRishus. Fine. But that is not a Miyut on Mitzvah.
Rabbi Yehuda ben Sam in a Kalvachim, Madach Rishus, about the give us mitzvah. If I can swear to eat a piece of bread, I can sicher swear to eat matzah. That what the Pasuk is speaking about Rishus is not a meal. It's speaking about Rishus. Mitzvah, avada gibis. That's what Yehuda ben Seira said. The Chachomim said, yeah, but it's a new chesaron. It's less of a lavein. Now, after I know that the parsha is not speaking about a val mitzvah because it's less of a lavein, now I have a new miut of, I have two miutim. It's less of a lavein, that's number one. And now I know that bidvar harishus is a miut in not mitzvah. And this miut is memayit bitul mitzvah and kiyum mitzvah, and the reason for both is shvuas al Sinai. That is the yesod why we were memayit from Kolbin, bitul mitzvah and kiyum mitzvah, shvuas al Sinai. So that is why the Ran brought this drosha, and that is why the Gemara only asked al shvuas al Sinai, homushba v'yoymed mahar Sinai, and that is why the second Rav Gidl, in the second Rav Gidl, since there's no shvuas al Sinai, so therefore the shvuah is chal. I'd like to mention there's a shrekliche marsha over here, which I'd like to mention the marsha. It's mamish moyudik mechudishtik. Beran learned pshat in our Gemara, that our Gemara, the second Rav Gidl is speaking about a shvua. He made a shvua ashkim she'eshna peirikise. The Rosh says over here as follows. Neder, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is on the right side. It's the line right before the line starts getting wide. Neder godel nodal elekei Yisrael. La haynu neder mamish. It's not a neder. La ikri neder ele shematvis bedova anodo. Ela machashvin elei kiilu nodal tzedokim. Tamrini beperekame derei sheshone bepicho zu tzedokim. Now, the Rosh learned Pshat and our Gemara, different than the Ram, that there's Nidrei Mitzvah. It says, Bepicha Zu Tzedakeh, so if a person says, I'm going to give $500 for Tzedakeh, that's Nidrei Mitzvah to do, and there is such a thing of Nidrei Mitzvah as, I'm going to give $500 for Tzedakeh. So the same way it's lav davke bepicho, not only can be mechayv yourself with tzedakah, he can be mechayv himself to do any mitzvah. So if I say that I'm going to wake up tomorrow and learn a mesechta, so it's also bepicho. So neder godel nodal means bepicho. That's the mukha, doesn't mean shvua, it means bepicho. Now let us, so what did Rav Gidl say? Rav Gidl said, Neder godel nodal lelekei Yisrael. I'm reading the Koloshin over here. Neder nodal godel lelekei Yisrael. Zokte marsho apachad neire. So the marsho seems he was bothered. What this lelekei Yisrael? Bishloim if it's a shvue. Shvue is alamo b'shem. You mentioned the shem. You didn't mention the shem. Shvue is lelekei Yisrael. But here we're talking about Nidrei Mitzvah, so how does Lelekei Yisrael come in? Zokte Marsho, M'chidushe Yagodis, yeah, B'zeh HaLoshen, She'omar Eshne Perikze, Ike L'Svukei Bei, this we can clear, what's Pshat Eshne Perikze? Lefima she'omru lekamon perik koinim yayim la'ava es Hashem shelo yoymar eshne shekruuni rebi. A person should not say he's going to learn for COVID, he's going to learn for other things. He should learn l'shem shemayim. Hine gam ze loy pirish dvorov. Now this person said ashkim ve'eshne perik ze. He didn't say why he's waking up tomorrow to learn the Perik. Maybe he has a test. He has a smicha test. He wants to get smicha to be a Rebbe. He doesn't know it. Ashkim v'eshne peirik zeh. Yeah. So maybe v'shema kavanosoi sheloi l'shem shemayim. V'loi chal haneder b'dibu ba'alme. So then the neder wouldn't be chal. Pillei ployim. If a person is going to say, I want to learn because I want to become a Rebbe, so that's not nidrei mitzvah. The lohochi koma, that's what he says over here, that for lohochi neder godol nodol lelekei Yisrael, the mistome kavanosoi l'shem shomayim, v'lei machzikinim inshi b'rishi b'chal haneder b'dibur ba'omu l'dvar mitzvah k'moi b'tztoke. Ashrek lechem ha'asho, it's unbelievable. This is a pachad noira. The Maharsha says two shrekleche chedushim over here. That if a person is learning shaloi lishma, that's not nidrei mitzvah, number one. And number two, he's nacharosh and nachoyche dertzu. Abul emachzikin in inshi bershi. If he says he's gonna wake up, it's very hard to wake up. Damashain zogin mistom, he had to make an effort to do that. And the alarm clock wasn't sufficient because the alarm clock, he put on snooze. So there, if he wanted to make up, that he said, another ashkim v'eshne perik zeh. So he said, another. No, such a person, lemachzikin in inshi bershi, mistom is learning l'shem shemayim. And Faltik Abulas Ammuim Dikemar Shah. Let us go further. Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav. Ha'oimele Chaveiroi. Someone tells his Chaver, Mashkim Vinishne Perikze. A person comes to his Chaver and he says, let's wake up tomorrow. He wants a Chavuse. So he says, Nashkim, let's both wake up, v'nishne perik zeh. Is all of lahashkim. So he has to wake up earlier. We'll see in a minute around. Shenemar v'yoymer eilai kum tzeyel abiko v'shom adaba oisoch. The Rabbi Nishlom told Yecheskel Anovi, you should go out to the biker and I'll speak with you. And he came there, the Rebbe Shalom was waiting for him already. Now, this is also a difficult gemara. Let us see the Rav. Zoktera. Olav lahashkin. He said, Nashkin v'nishne perikse. Zokteran mistavrali dohochikoma. Kiven sha'omar nashkim, this is not speaking about shvuis, harei kibul olav shiehu ma'irer bedovo. He was mekabel on himself that he's going to be the ma'irer. Kishem shuhu ma'irer me'achshav. Just like now, he went over to the chavrusa, and the chavrusa didn't have any intent to wake up early in the morning. He went over, Nashkim, let's wake up tomorrow morning and we'll learn. Is Kishem Shuhu Ma'irer Me'achsho. Just like he's Ma'irer now, so he's also Ma'irer that he'll be the Ma'irer B'dov. We'll see what this means. V'talti Hamash Malam. He's telling us two Chedushim. Chedush number one, Chodah, the Bekabole Ba'al Meledva Mitzvah Mahani. With a Kabbalah, it helps. With that what we just learned before in the Rosh, in the previous Gemara, the Ran learns in this Gemara. The Maidam Rinin Hoche Loi Hiske Loi Neder V'Loi Shvue V'Avilohochi B'Dibure Ba'al Mesagi Dum Yed Maidam Rinin The Kabbalah B'Chud Mahani Litzdoke Kidersi B'Pichazu Tzdoke V'Odin L'Chod Ba'al Mitzvah. So here the Ran comes to tell us that Rav Gidol is telling us two chiddush. Chiddush number one, if a person goes over and he says Nashkin Vinishna, he didn't say Shvue, he didn't say Neder, he said, let's wake up tomorrow to learn. So that's a Kabbalist mitzvah. And just like a person says, I'm going to give 500,000 for tzedakah, so that's Nidrei mitzvah, that's Bepichazu tzedakah, So here also it has a din lav davkitzdoke any mitzvah. So he's mechuyev to get up. Vodin lechol gdavar mitzvah. Ukemash malonami da olav lahashkim kedi obat kutsha barichu. And he's mechuyev to wake up first. Like we see by the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom told Chizkiyahu, go out in the Bikr. So the Rabbeinu Shalom was the Ma'ira to go out to the Bikr. When Yecheskel told him to go out to the Bikr. When Yecheskel went out, the Rabbeinu Shalom was waiting for him. So the same thing the Ran says, that since he was the Ma'ira in the whole Indian, Kibin Shomanashkim, Hareyu Kibul Olvishay Hua Ma'ira Bedovo, Kishem Shehu Ma'ira Me'achshav. Now, what does the Ran mean to say over here? Just like he was Ma'ira now, he'll be Ma'ira later. He should come first. What's the Ma'ira? What is the Ran saying over here? The Shita Mekabetza says that he'll be Machiach, the other one to come. He's machir the other one to come. And let me explain dachsachmer what the Ran is saying and what the Shita Mekabetzis is saying. I'll tell over an uvde of a younger man that got married, and he had a problem. He could never wake up early in the morning, and his wife knew it. So his wife wanted that he should get up, but she didn't know how to do it. So when the alarm rang, she sat up. She would not go back to sleep till he got up. That was the biggest machir. She didn't say one word to him. But he knew that she's up and she won't go back to sleep till he gets up. That woke him up. That got him out of bed. This is the ma'ira. If I say nashkim, and you know I'm waiting for you, so you won't put your alarm on snooze either. Yenavata. So Memele, that is the Mechayev of Nashkim. The Mechayev of Nashkim is, I was Ma'ira you now, let's do it, let's wake up tomorrow and learn, I was the Ma'ira, so it seems Amasra b'mitzvah imam like Ma'ir, so in the Nashkim, there's lying, he's Chayvis, that just like a Ma'ira you now to do it, it's mutal olay lo'ira o'ischa that you should come be there tomorrow also. And the Isairis is not to knock on your door 4 o'clock in the morning and wake up the neighbors, but you should know I'll be waiting for you. That is the Isairis. And that is what Rav Gidl said. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yosef. Niduhu b'chaloi. A person had a dream that they were menadeh him. They were menadeh in a cholam. Nidui. Tzorech yud b'nei odom lahatiloi. So he has to get a hold of 10 people. It's bitter. He's a menudeh min ha-shemayim. Tzorech yud b'nei odom lahatiloi. V'hu, now which people should he get? V'hu detonu hilchaseh. These are people who learned, we'll see, the pshat in this girsa is, that they learned Gemara. Avol masnu v'loi tonu, but if they learned Mishnayis and not Gemara, loi. That means he has to find 10 people who learned Gemara. V'ileke de tonu hilchasa, what if he can't find 10 people who learned Gemara? So then find 10 people that learned Mishnayis. What if he can't find 10 people that learned Mishnayis? So we have to understand this is a bitter geshaft. He's a menudah. They were menadim. So in his shtetl, there's no 10 people who learn Mishnayis. So he should go to the Proshes Drochim. And he gives shalom to 10 people. And then he waits there till he'll find 10 people who learn Gemara. This is a very interesting Gemara. Now let us see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Niduhu b'chaloi. Tzorech asore b'nei odom lahatiloi. Lefi she'efsher she'bishlichas hamokim nisnabe.
It could be in this chaloim, this is this nidui that he saw in his chaloim, this is b'shlichas hamokim. This is a message from the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's benidui. Lefikach tzorech asore la'tiroi sheshchina imon. 10 people, the Shechina is with them. Now, let me just say 2 nekudas. Nekuda number 1, lefi she'efshem she'beshlichas hamokim nistada. Maybe this is a shlichas of the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's the other tzav? He said, Tutsod, maybe it was misnada from the Rabbi Yisrael, and maybe. So the Tashbat says in the Tshuvas, there are 2 types of chaloimis. There's some chaloimis which are emeser chaloimis, and they're a message take. There's some type of chaloimis that come from, he had a stomach ache, he ate too much, that also can bring chaloimis. Some emela, so we can never know pshat nacholim about. Don't make it away. Could be the menad min hashemayim. So memeil, if there's a nidui, so you need 10 people to be matter the nidui. The vikar tzachasol atirei sheshchina imot, that the shchin is with them. Vuhu demasnu hilchese. Now the ran is tupshotim. This is not our girse. Vuhu demasnu hilchese kloime demasnu lacheren. The mabitzei toire. Avotonu b'chud loy, the loy chshivi kulahai. They're not choshev. V'ike de gausi, the tonu hilchese kloime gemore, avol masno kloime mishne b'chud loy. So there's 2 pshotim. There's 2 pshotim. Is kan shoyel aben, we need 10 people to be matter. What's the magic number of 10? Sheshchinim 10 people, kol beyasore shchinte shari. Yeah. So lechayre, if we have the, that's we need the 10. So we have the shchina ready. So now, why do we have that they have to be ma'bitzei toire, loim de gemar, matach the shchina shine. So what's this yisrain of ma'bitzei toire, or loim de gemar? It would seem that this, if the shaila would be to say a bochu, to say a kdusha, then you can have 10 amaratzim that don't know what a mishnah looks like, that never learned in their lives. Kol bei asor eshchinte shaydes, ashchos eshchine. And at heichan advorim magiyim, the Balatanya says that the kdusha is so great when there's 10 amaratzim there, that the shchine, there's ashchos eshchine, that a malach cannot be soibul the Gevaldike Kedusha, where there's 10 Yidin together. That's because there's Ashchos Hashchina there. But here we need Vinoyam Shatashche Shchina B'maisa Yodechem. Here there's another thing. They have to be matel the Nidui that was Min HaShemayim. It's not good that there's Ashchos Hashchina in the Mokim. What they want to do, what they want to accomplish, we need Ashchos Hashchina B'maisa Yodechem. They should be matzliach, to be matter the nidui. And that ten amaratzim will not help. Here you need, if you have here gedoyle teure, you have here mabitze teure, you have here loim de gemore, it seems the schus of the teure will be metzurif, that their maise will become merutze vitishchine shchuyi maise yedeim. They'll be capable of being matter the nidui that was made min Hashemayim. If they're not in this darge, so they're not capable to be matter such a nidui. The Rabbeinu Shalom was menad to him. This is a nidui min Hashemayim. You need gewaltike koiches and pull in order to be able to be matter a nidui that was chal min Hashemayim. So if they're mabitzei teure, if they're lein de gemore, they have pull. And the shchine shchuye b'maise yodeim, and then they can be matter the nidui. Now, so the Gemara said, but what is if he can't find such 10 people? So he goes to the proshes drochim, v'yoyiv shalmo lebeyasor. Umitoich, so what's this? It's about the mice over here. He has to find, so he stands there, and he gives shalom to 10 people.
Umitoich she yoshivu loy shalom yoginu olav mina yisurim.
That's first of all. You're in hot water. You're in Amenude. Amenude is a bittere, bittere Geschäft. Amenude is an Orur. It's bitter. The Poronius are already, we mentioned last week that Shamto is the Taich Shom Mise. Anidui is a bittere, bittere Geschäft. So Memele, first let's take care of what's Oymed Ala Perik, that you shouldn't be nenesh with Yisurim, even though you're Menude, so let 10 Yidin give you Shalom. 10 Yidin give you Shalom, that'll take care of the Yisurim that the Nidui will bring on you. We're not finished yet. You're still a Menude. But the Yisurim that the Nidui should bring on you will be taken care of by the Shalom from the Ten Yidin, and then you wait further till you find Ten Yidin that learned Hilchus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar lei Ravina le Ravashi, Yoda man Shamtei mau delishrelei. But if in the Cholem he saw a Cholem, and he sees that in the Cholim, Rabbel was Menadim. So Rabbel, the Rabbel is his next door neighbor. Geit Ibetza Rabbel, and he says, Rabbel, you know, I saw in the Cholim you were Menadim, maybe you could be Mater than Nidui. And the halacha is that the Menadim could be Mater his own Nidui. So let's save time. Omalei l'shamutei shabyu shliach l'mishchei l'eloi shabyu shliach. That means from the Cholom we see that min ha-shamayim they made Rabbeinu a shliach to be menadim. But not Rabbeinu was bepoil menadim. They made him a shliach for Nidui. And that he doesn't have a koyach to be matter that Nidui, because it wasn't his Nidui. It was a Nidui only b'shlichu se shalmoke. Let us see what the Ran says. Yoda man shamtei ma'adli shrei shrei kol mi shemenade biyodi lahate kibine peke beilu megalchim zile gabe delishrein loch lishemute shav yishliach min hashemayim but not to be matter. Omru le'omale ravache le'ravashe shamtei v'shorilei b'chelma mai. What if he had this cholim? In the cholim he saw they were menad to him and they were matter than he do. So Baruch Hashem, he woke up after the heter. So Mele is finished already. Amaloi kishem sheyevshel abar b'loi teben. Kachi yevshel achaloim b'loi dvorim b'teilem. Whatever you see in the Cholim is not true that everything is oiskahalten. So memeil it could be the Nidui that you saw, that's Taka Emes. The heter of the Nidui, that could be, is not Emes. Zok teran, kishem sheyevshel abar b'loi teben, kidrsiv asher itoi chaloim, umal leteven es habar. Now let's finish this Ran tomorrow. B'li Neida will speak about it more bariches, but just let's finish this Ran. B'tzorech iyu. B'mi shenidu b'chaloimoy im tzorech linoig b'chol dinei menude. A person, they were menade b'chaloim, do they have to be noig kol dinei menude? He doesn't know. Period. A shayla. That means we see yes, this zuch eitzis, to be matter the nidui, but hilchis nidui are these applicable by menude b'chaloyim. That's tzorchim, he doesn't know. Umistavoli, now something else. The afal gav damrin en hoche, the mission nidu b'chaloyim oi tzorich heter, ein lilmed mikan lemishan nodar b'chaloyim shei tzorich heter. If a person made a nether in a chaloim, he called him, he made a nether, he's giving $500 litztoke. Then he woke up, and he says, Baruch Hashem, it was only a chaloim. So he says, no, but we have a whole in you, chaloim is a bitter. She says, no, the hochi, so he says, that's right, take it. The hochi, I need time, mishum dika lemeime, shemina shemaim nidu. Now, by nidu, he could be, he sees the mina shemaim the menadim. I mean, this is He has to make the neder. That was Baruch Hashem Acholam. Ela shalayisi l'rash b'zal b'tshuva, shemaisa b'olafon la v'yitzricha y'heter.